Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast we put out in the midweek because we're just kind of nice like that.
Oh yeah.
And we've got quite a lot of extra stuff we want to talk about. Primarily, the aliens, UFOs. Do you believe in life on other planets? If you do, you're far from alone, because a survey said last year that 36% of Americans believed in aliens. That's 80 million people.
So 4 million believe they've been abducted.
4 million believe they've been abducted, and I don't not believe that, because, you know, to be honest, when we've been looking into these alien encounters and stuff, I mean, there seems to be, you know, quite a motif going on there.
Yeah, with, like, same theme, the same themes. Thing.
And like I say, we discussed whether it was potentially like a mass sort of subconscious thing, or whether it was, you know, actually happening.
You know what that makes it a bit more stranger, that I just found out that, you know, the missing 411 we got into a while ago. Right, well, that was to do with, you know, inner parks around American states and Canada states. Now, it's turned out that it's going a little bit further than that now, because it's working out that people within cities are starting to disappear.
Right, okay.
Which is making it a little bit more stranger on, is it abductions?
Well, yeah, we all talked about that on the Dolce Base episode about people going missing they'd done a deal with the aliens, or the aliens wanted test subjects.
Yeah.
So they said, all right, we'll bring you people nobody cares about, homeless or fucking unwashed, unloved.
Yeah, you know, well, there's another thing. More, surprisingly, more people who've been sleeping on the streets have been taken as well.
Well,
and
again,
number keeps rising.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, well, if they're seen as expendable and need to get rid of.
This is it. But then it makes you think.
It's crazy. They shouldn't be thinking like that in the first place. But, you know, what are you going to do?
That's true.
I think we've still got quite a lot of these kind of like encounter things to talk about. We've got a couple of little funny stories as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to cap the show off with the top 10 celebrities who've had a close encounter. We did the high-ranking officials, or credible.
Yes.
Credible sort of sources.
Yeah.
And we'll go into the top 10.
We will.
Celebrities. Now, celebrities, I expect celebrities, musicians to be a bit more wacky.
Yeah.
You know, go, hey, I saw an alien, and well, I wouldn't put that past them. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to be a career-wrecking moment, is it, when they say they saw a UFO?
Well, not now, but it used to be.
Well, no, I wouldn't say even an actor or a rock star.
Yeah, I would say, that you were more likely to not get as far if they all think, oh, he's seen a UFO, he's a fucking nutcase.
Oh, mate, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy's
Ozzy's been really ill, hasn't he? He's been rushed into hospital.
Has he?
I think he has, actually, yeah. Hopefully he's getting better soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
All them good times he had in the back in the day, man.
Fucking hell, mate, hedonism catches up on you eventually.
Well, yeah,
but
that's
like,
it.
Like I say, he's still a character.
Yeah.
He's like one of those, he is a like Prince Charles, I know, a Prince Philip sort of guy, isn't he?
Prince of Death.
Well,
darkness.
Anything you want to talk about? Do you want to do the little news first, or do you want? We'll do the news first. So, have you got a story for me?
I have. I've got a report that was just released from the CIA, and a memo of a ghost ship.
Oh right, a ghost ship.
Yeah.
Oh, you just reminded me of that scene in Ghostbusters 2. Do you know when the Titanic finally arrives?
Oh yeah.
And he goes, "Oh, better late than never."
Yeah. That's true. Well, they basically Coast Guards found it. They got on board. They got on board.
So it's not an actual physically a transparent ghost ship, or is it?
No,
just
it's
a ship
actually
that's just
a
been
ship.
Abandoned.
Yeah.
It's been left set adrift.
It were abandoned.
Right, okay, pirates?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Seems of the pictures and the faces of the people were on board.
Oh,
like,
right,
with
so they
fear,
was actually
fearful.
There was actually
cold, like ice cold fear.
Corpses on board the boat.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there was. But then, as they were looking at bringing it in, somewhere along the lines, they don't know where, a fire set off.
Right, okay, yeah, on board.
On board.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, set it off, sunk the fuck off. Can we find it now? Can we fuck?
No way.
No,
so it's just disappeared?
Yeah.
They must have an idea where it is.
No, no, they've searched the area.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
All around the area and they can't find it. Checked out about current movement underneath the waves.
I don't understand.
Stuff.
That's just really burnt my head out because it's just
it's
like,
bullshit,
that's a
it?
Perfect story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
I like
me.
It.
Yeah, that was a nice one from
comment.
The CIA.
Yeah, but seriously, was that
yeah,
legitimate?
Yeah, CIA memo.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go. We'll have to find out a bit more about that, see if they ever come across it.
Yeah, yeah.
It.
I only found this about 10 minutes ago.
I mean, it's like if it fell, you know, down to the depths, I mean, it's like could be at a depth that they can't reach and that's why they
no,
can't find
but,
it.
I mean, yeah, but you could even get radar and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure, of course
you
could.
Well, you could do that now. But
yeah.
Have they found anything in
maybe,
that area
maybe.
Since?
Maybe. Wait a minute. Nah, I reckon there's something more to this.
Yeah, they were all on mushrooms.
No, no, think about it, right? They've just come across this boat where everyone's mysteriously dead.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden a mysterious fire breaks out.
Yeah.
And the boat sinks. They can never find it again.
Yeah, I think you've got
that,
the story.
I think that's a cover-up.
You reckon?
Yeah, of course. That sounds like a classic cover-up because obviously, where's this fire sprung from? Oh yeah, it's convenient that that we never find out what happened because the boat sunk and
right,
we can never find it.
All right, let's say, right, I'm Russian.
Right.
Yeah? I'm a leader of Russia and I'm going, right, them fucking Americans are gonna, I'm gonna fuck with the red.
Yeah,
yeah,
potentially.
I'm gonna send this shit.
No, that's a bit elaborate, actually.
Why?
That's like
hold
a
on,
big
hold on.
YouTube prank.
If they use the gas on their own people, for keeping awake for 11 days
yeah,
and
yeah,
they fucked themselves up and shit and they've used other techniques like left two cosmonauts flying through the fucking space and they've done they
yeah,
could easily
totally,
do that
yeah
kind of
but that's what I'm saying but well, what it's just like for what reason for fucking up with a bit of
psychological warfare
but
yeah.
It doesn't make sense that you just let it disappear. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, but it's a mystery and it's in the papers.
Yeah, but that's
today.
What I'm saying. It makes far more sense to say that it's a cover-up, that whoever boarded that boat found something. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't. Potentially
yeah,
could have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, yeah,
could have been
true.
Russian test subjects set adrift after
yeah,
experimentation.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm getting at is whoever got on that boat set that fire
yeah.
to sink that boat. So we, and then said they couldn't find
it's a possible idea because the only question I want to know, and it was the only question I want to know, is why were they so fearful?
I don't know. Yeah.
Why did they
mean,
have
the
that much of a
the
in the face?
I don't know. Maybe Davy Jones himself came up and give him a good fucking.
Yeah, but you
weren't
exactly. You know what I mean? You'd look at him and go, "Oh fuck off! Look at your outfit, mate. Look at it. What the fuck? You know
come
what I mean? You're having a little laugh at it, going, yeah."
But the
especially
thing is,
being men on board together for a long time.
The thing is about that sort of stuff. It's like you could, like you say, it could be a gas or anything like a toxin or you know. Something
I reckon
that,
that's
like,
a possibility.
It, you know,
yeah.
It could put fear into. Do you know what? Again,
something that creates hallucinogenic.
Yeah, exactly.
I
yeah.
think that's more than likely the case. To
yeah,
be
exactly. They're on a boat, which is quite a concealed, confined area.
Yeah.
Right, and then they let off a couple of gas canisters or whatever.
Or
you know,
put
like
something in the
a bit of Novichok type shit, like, and then all of a sudden panicking because they're all. Like under hallucinogens and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Next
yeah,
minute,
the
they fucking they die. So, because they, yeah, it could be anything. It's like it is. It's like we were talking about the LA choppers. It's speculation.
Yeah.
Because you know bits and it's intriguing.
Yeah.
It's like you say, it is a mystery.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Because
I mean, the fact that it was, you know, it's just
things
up.
Right in front of your face.
Yeah.
There's things that go on right in front of your face, and you think it's one thing, and it's actually another.
Yeah, it's just
you know
turned
I mean?
Up
yeah.
outside, like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I've got a little story here. It's a one in a million chance.
What the?
It's an albino squirrel.
Oh,
Yeah.
Fucking
And no, no one's ever... They're basically rare as rocking horse shit.
Hell yeah.
Right? And it's been spotted in the UK.
Oh, good.
So, good. Yeah, thought that was quite interesting.
We've got a new park that's safe now. Carl
spotted the woodland creature having a sniff around amongst leaves behind a McDonald's around a mile from Edinburgh Town Centre.
Yeah.
But you want to see it? It's pretty cute, actually. Just trying to get your picture, like... Oh, there's a video there. Where you say you can't see it, but it's a little albino squirrel. And it's just that darting around like a squirrel
does.
Yeah,
it's definitely albino squirrel.
Yep, there you go.
See, that's mad, man.
Yeah, but it's like one of those rare occurrences that you never see.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's like the X-Men of squirrels. I bet it gets like pure attention. Bullied.
You will be a ginger.
Do you reckon it gets attention from the other squirrels in a negative way because it's white?
Yeah.
Yeah, because red and grey don't get along, do they?
Yeah, no. They shouldn't. Get rid of them Canadian squirrels.
But they came over and raided us, didn't they?
Yeah, got rid of...
motherfuckers.
The gingers, and the gingers are all... There's only one area in Scotland I know of that's protected.
For the red squirrels.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to find one for the fucking white ones now.
I don't really mind grey squirrels. I think they're quite cute. So
I don't mind them, but I don't like the idea that they've invaded our own popular squirrels.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'd like to see more gingers around.
They drove them out.
I didn't think I'd ever say this, but yeah, I want to see more ginger squirrels around, you know what I mean? I want to see more gingers.
So I believe you've still got some a bit more UFO info.
I have. Obama's pilot, when he was a senator, and he was going for the election in 2008.
Right.
And it's a bit of a weird one, because, like, basically they've taken off, they're going to wherever they're going, it's like 2 hours to get there. So they're flying, normal as anything, they're over the clouds. Clouds are nice and, you know, whispery and that. And all of a sudden, the pilot looks over and sees something, and he's seen like a white, you know, like a white light behind on top of a cloud.
They're in Air Force One, I take it, yeah.
No, because he was a senator then.
He was just before he became president.
So when he did that, he went right. So he's seen it, and he's looking at it, and he's like. Yeah, it's nothing, it's just, you know, this, that and the other. So he's about 40 minutes later, he's carried on flying.
It's this, that and the other.
Yeah, it's got to be this, that and the other. It's all air balloon, isn't it?
It's all this and that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nibble chib.
Oh yeah, it's got to be a nibble chib. So then, 40 minutes later, boom! Not right close to him, but pretty close to him, big red circle of this whatever it is. And the movement on it was like it could never have been an aircraft or anything like that.
Yeah.
So they've started to descend. So they're coming down. And as they're going through the clouds, this red object moved to a set of clouds over to their right-hand side.
They always seem to be like aerial dogfight maneuver sort of stories as well. I think that's another sort of kind of like line that they always kind of follow. Whenever it's sort of like in a plane, it's like they get close, but then they'll jet off really quick away.
It's a bit like cat and mouse.
Yeah, but it's like, well, no, because the commercial flight probably doesn't even know they're there until they've got close.
Well, why are they getting closer?
Maybe it's because they're travelling so fast that... They don't see us, like they don't see the plane until
close. Well, then why haven't they collided to more planes?
Well, because they've probably got good manoeuvrability.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't imagine
that seems to be a kind of another thing that they say. It's the manoeuvrability is something like which defies the laws of our physics.
Yeah, so. You couldn't. It's just impossible. It's basically down to moving your body the size of a New York tower. The weight of that from one side to the other.
Right.
Within one turn.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, and your body won't be able to take that.
You take the force.
Yeah, the G-force is just immense for it.
Fair enough.
Absolutely immense. So yeah, the weirder thing though was when it went to these clouds turning red, it went into these clouds and then started flashing different kinds of lights. And then the clouds started moving apart. And as the clouds were moving apart, the thing was getting thinner. And then as the thing was getting thinner, it stopped, flashed, gone. And that was basically his report.
Right, and that was Obama's?
Obama's pilots.
Right, okay, yeah, so like Obama, did Obama see anything? Does he claim
to have seen anything? Yes, because they were talking for 40 minutes before they seen it again. They were talking about it.
I think that these presidents do know. I think they are in part some knowledge.
Because, well, what I've heard is up to...
I'm not being funny, but it seems like every time there is a president, they always say the first thing they ask for is to find out about the aliens.
Well, they disappeared
only
for about 2 hours.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, like, do you think that's why... Like, they do know, but they just don't know the whole story. It's the compartmentalisation thing again, isn't it?
No, now what I've heard is this how it works now. It used to work...
I think we've got to tell them something. They ask every time.
Yeah, I think it went up to Nixon, and then after Nixon, every other president should know less about it.
Well, this is...
After two and a half years of
this
term,
is the thing, because this thing I was telling you about in the last episode.
Yeah.
I got sent a video about Nixon.
Yeah, and it was
apparently he wrote a letter. Yeah. And it was to pass it on to every other president afterwards.
Yeah. Like, after 2.5 years term, like now, Trump will be coming up to that date when he's going to be set aside and gone, Mr. President, here's what we have on UFOs, and pass it to him, basically.
Right, fair enough.
That's what I've heard how the term works now.
Right, okay.
They need to know that this guy, whoever's going to be the president, is going to be stand up and, like, believes in it. He doesn't believe in it, though,
but they don't believe in him, a lot of the people who, like...
And he's fighting with the agencies, left, right, and center, especially
the CIA. That's what I'm saying, they're not going to give him information.
Well, hopefully...
Or they might try and give him disinformation.
Hopefully, these fuckers are going to get, like, knocked out by the Alliance now. With all these arrests and that, hopefully they're going to be pushed out of the way. But there's still a big fight on it. But
see what happens,
we're winning at the minute. We're
supposed to be winning. You're the big Trump fanatic. I don't mind the guy. Thinks, like I say, some of his stuff's a bit far out.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah, but he's a doer. I like a doer than the gobshite.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, most of them have been gobshites, haven't they?
Yes, fair dues. You said you have another one?
I do. And it is a proper president this time.
Right, go on. Oh, proper president.
Yeah, this is what we'll call, proper president. Right.
Abe Lincoln.
No, I didn't go that far back. In fact, I could have gone back.
Oh, yeah, 4 and 7.
I could go back to Washington.
Washington.
Right. Washington.
Did he have an experience?
He went into the woods after a battle. He went into the woods, so-called, and an alien had spoke to him.
Oh, right, okay.
And basically went back, and that's why the Constitution was there and stuff like that, apparently.
So what, they basically give him the idea?
Yeah, but apparently some of the forefathers had the same thing happen. But he was the president back then, wasn't he? So,
he kind of had the say.
He had the say, yeah. He was the man of the hour, you know what I mean?
All right, okay.
Yeah. But, no, the man who started Star Wars off.
George Lucas?
No, the proper Star Wars.
Oh,
the 80s.
Reagan.
Mr. Reagan himself,
The actor?
Yeah.
Suppose Gene Wyman, Secretary of fucking Defense.
Well, yeah. I can't remember who was Secretary.
No, it's a Back to the Future reference.
Ah, I see. Well, apparently...
He's commenting on the fact that Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Yeah.
And I think Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an actor.
Well, apparently, a woman at a party got told by Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine?
Yeah, was apparently one of Reagan's best mates.
Right, okay.
Apparently. Told another actress... Who basically that on his way to Los Angeles party when he was president, he stopped because an alien ship had stopped, parked in front of him, got out and told him, right, to stop being an actor and get into politics. And
this isn't meant for you.
Yeah.
You've got a bright future politics. In politics.
And he did.
And he did. And where is he now?
He's, I think, is he dead now?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's why.
But it's only because of old age.
Well, fair enough then.
No, is he dead?
Say,
I thought, is he dead?
You know, it's like, that's actually a great punchline.
Find out if he's dead. There you go.
Right.
We'll give him a job to do now.
Right, brilliant.
Yeah. Right, you hear that? Mm-hmm. All right, sweet. Yeah, good. I'll just make sure I wanted a response. Right, yeah, so apparently, yeah, that's what changed his mind in the 80s, and he went, right.
And that's what, because obviously, I mean, but again, I think, like, there's a couple of slants on that Ronald Reagan Star Wars campaign. Do you know, like...
Why?
Because, like, he talks about an outside threat, yeah, but it couldn't... It might not potentially be aliens. It could.
No,
be,
he actually turned round.
It could
to,
be. He just calls it a threat or an outside body.
Nah.
He doesn't. We were talking about this in Planet X episode. That how do you know he wasn't talking about that? Or you?
Well, yeah. Well, that's you know the I mean? Time that they would have known about
exactly,
it anyway.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it could be a couple of things. It's like I mean,
yeah.
I think the idea remains the same. It's a bit kind of bit Bond villain.
What? The problem I seem to have with it is, right, he's a big film fan of sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And he even turned around to Gorbachev one time and said to him, if there was another race that was coming towards this planet, America and Russia would have to work together.
Yeah, of course he would.
And Gorbachev changed the topic. Every time he brought subjects like that, the other person will change the topic.
Right.
He's even done it.
The, again, I think like we talk about Area 51 and like Roswell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the American side, but you forget that China have had their own UFO encounters and probably had their own like crash landings.
Yeah.
Russia, Germany, all of the countries, Iceland, England.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Plenty of England.
So at the end of the day, it's like we've all got. Parts
bits and
of
pieces.
Puzzles.
Yeah.
And it's like if people did work together, maybe we could come up with a bit of a better
but
explanation.
Can we work together? That is the ultimate question.
Yeah.
And
I think
the ultimate at the moment, I don't think we can.
Well, no, not at the moment because
we need I'd say we need at least 100, 200 years to get it all to our shit together. But that ain't going to happen over a couple of nights, you know what I mean?
He died 5th of June 2004.
2004,
right. Yeah, in Bel Air, Los Angeles.
Right,
there you go. Nice one for looking that up.
Thank you.
Mr. Fact Checker.
I thought he was a good president myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went from, was it 81 to 89?
Yeah, he had 2 terms, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was like at the beginning of his term, just before his term, that he actually stated this and reported.
Do you think he actually had an encounter himself?
Yeah, he was reported in MUFON.
He had
a written report. Yeah.
So what did he see?
All these people are. Basically, it parks in front of him, a ship landed in front of him and
said,
told him
that he had to get into politics.
He had some good shit.
How do you know that though? This is the thing, because it's like, here go, right, I see the cat and I walk up to the cat, get on my knees, face to face and go, stop eating rabbits and eat carrots.
Or stop being a
I'll
cat,
walk
you'd
away.
Be a dog.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But he understood what I said. Now, what if you were a cat, what would you think? You'd think the same thing.
If
I turned around and said that, people would go, you're fucking nuts, what are you on about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's never a never. Yeah.
I think like in terms of like an alien species, I think with the alien species though, They say that it's all telekinesis.
Yeah, there's a
they
lot of that.
They can talk without knowing they're inside your
that's
head.
That's definitely
right. So it's like I think you know they could potentially give you that communication, but whereas you can't communicate, don't eat any one thing to another to an animal that just doesn't on your level. Do you know what I mean?
But that's dangerous if they're
in. I think they say they have like different like language categories. Like, and I think we're like a level 4 language Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas like a cat would be like a level one. Do you know what
I'd
I mean?
I'd say an ant would be a level one. I'd say a cat would be probably a level two.
Yeah, but it's about communication.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think it's not just they can communicate. So on some level, they're probably middle of the road, aren't they?
Yeah, if we understand every meow, which we do try and understand their complex
ways
of doing things, Well, and it's not all necessarily on the speaking, it's all on the movement and that as well. And the aggression, or it's happy, or it's sad, or you know, it's ill. So we have to maintain all that kind of, but you can only do that through sense as well as not just by visual.
Yeah, exactly. Well, moving on anyway, we've got some actual celebrities, in our top 10.
We
so
have.
We go. Top 10. So we've got the top 10 celebrities who claim to have an alien encounter and
or been heavily on drugs
or heavily high or very heavily twisted high on something
drugs, yes.
First one up,
yeah,
William Shatner at number 10.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Now William Shatner seen fair few aliens anyway,
Mr.
It, on
Kirk
Star Trek,
himself
Kirk, but like he said, basically following a bike crash in the Mojave Desert, he saw a shadowy figure beckoning him and led him off to what looked like a silver disc hanging in the sky. At number 9, Mick Jagger. I can imagine Mick Jagger's probably seen a couple of things.
He was fucking high on something that night.
But basically, Jagger basically just saw a UFO, cigar-shaped mothership, according to Mick.
Did he get tickled?
Oh, what?
Did he get tickled? Did he come down and get probed?
No, he said he was chilling at Glastonbury, so I'm going to assume that he was on drugs at the time.
Yes, definitely, yeah. I think,
you know, if you're at the Glastonbury Festival, you see a UFO, it's probably more than just, it's just probably just your imagination.
Yeah, just a little.
Another one, at number 8, another musician, John Lennon, had a drug-fueled hallucination. And in 1974, he was in New York and basically said he saw a blimp-shaped object topped with a red light moving down the East River. So
There's not only that for him, because apparently he woke up surrounded by beetle-looking people.
Well, beetle-looking people?
Yeah, and he was like, hey, well, yeah, you definitely eye that night. Yeah, fucking definitely, mate.
At number 6... we've got Muhammad Ali.
Oh, Muhammad.
So, like, another, like, famous person claimed to have had a paranormal experience. The boxing legend saw several UFOs throughout his career. He saw one that while he was jogging through Central Park, and then he saw a bright light, which he was convinced was a UFO. I think, like, he's been punched a couple of one too many times in the head.
And he's seen stars.
Yeah. I think there's a bit of a theme going on here because, like, they'd rather drugged up or been it in the head one too many times.
Just slightly,
at the moment,
Yeah,
we'll
it's not
like,
looking
you know,
good, is it,
up.
Really? I think you've done a bad job here in a minute.
At number 5.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, right.
The Grease star basically said she saw a UFO. As a teenager, it was a silver, and it was silver and flew across the sky at amazing speeds. She also thinks that most British people share her belief in UFOs, and attitudes are shifting from the cynicism to kind of like a bit more belief in it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, definitely.
The Olivia Newton-John's like not looking too bad as well for her age.
I'd smash
her
back doors in.
Hello, Mrs. Well, and her co-star number 4, John Travolta.
Oh, Johnny.
He's Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's seen a UFO, I'm sure.
But he's greased her up a bit.
If anyone's gonna believe Olivia Newton-John, it's gonna be a former co-star.
Yeah.
John Travolta. As a Scientologist, belief in aliens is pretty much mandatory.
Yep,
he has to believe in them. And he's part of his religion of Scientology, and he believes that he's probably going to end up going off to Titan or wherever he goes.
Yeah. You got nowhere, mate, on the ground, that's it.
Then the Scientologist aims to, you know, like, to kind of go beyond. And I think they're built on kind of alien...
Yeah, basically the alien, alien come out of the ground. It's more like lizard men. You know what? We should have gone into that because...
Oh, well, we can
go
into the Scientology at another point.
Yeah.
Or we'll definitely have to touch on it in a show.
Yeah, because we should have done it on the when we did Lizard
well,
People.
Well, it's because we were focusing on more on David Icke, weren't we?
Well, yeah, that is true.
Because he kind of came out with that theory quite a lot. Yeah. It was one of those where we looked at it. At number three, and I think this is proper funny, Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I was pointed out that, well, my brother asked me, he said, have I just seen Robbie Williams on the Skinwalker Ranch documentary?
Yeah.
Like, and if you don't know, Skinwalker Ranch is like the most paranormal place in the world.
Freaky place.
It's like, well, no matter what your paranormal activities, aliens, the lot, it all happens there. So there's a documentary. And at the very end, there's like a campfire scene where they're all discussing their theories and stuff like that. And Robbie Williams is sat there, and they don't make the highlight of the fact that it's Robbie Williams, and he's
just like a normal person.
He's just another guy sat around the campfire.
That's
and
good.
Then it's like, my brother's gone. He's like, you know, is that Robbie Williams?
Like, that's good. He must have felt relaxed and chilled by doing that.
I think, well, obviously, he's had a couple of encounters, but basically, he thought he saw a UFO. And he went and told a journalist, but they feared for Robbie's mental health at the time because he thought, he was having a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah.
But he often attends the UFO conferences in Arizona.
Good lad.
So, yeah.
Good lad.
He considers himself a bit of a full-time UFO hunter.
Good. So, I like it. Yeah. I like it. I never knew that about him.
There you go, Robbie Williams.
I like him a little bit more now.
At number two, the King, Elvis Presley.
Oh, my days.
So Elvis Presley, when it comes to UFOs, he's the king of pop. So obviously he's probably seen more than anyone else.
Yeah.
So he said he saw a cigar-shaped object with a blue light in the sky. And then as he looked up, his sign of something special was happening. Uh-huh.
Sure, it was a hot dog and he was hungry.
I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know if that was just kind of like a thingy about Elvis.
Yeah,
because, you know...
Well, he started putting on weight, didn't he?
Well, yeah, because he might have put on a bit of weight, but
if you die eating a cheeseburger, taking a shit...
Is that true?
Yeah.
I need to check that out.
Yeah, Mum was a big fan of his. Big, big fan.
Mm-hmm. I'll take your word for it, but it's like, I've heard that it, you know, it can't be with a cheeseburger. He might have died on
apparently,
a colonoscopy.
Have you seen the picture of his funeral?
No.
Apparently he's in the window, apparently.
Well, again, we might have to do one on Elvis.
Yeah, I'll bring the mum in on that one.
With that number one, Sammy Hagar from Van Halen. All of our celebrities believe that they've seen aliens, but only one claims to be controlled by them. Sammy Hagar of Van Halen says he'd had a dream where the aliens took him aboard their ship and downloaded information from his brain.
What information did he have that they wanted?
Only it wasn't a dream and it really happened, and they took the knowledge from him and left him their own knowledge in return. So
he got a little bit back.
Oh yeah. So that's why he came out and started shredding guitar. Bow, bow, bow,
bow.
I don't know if that's what happened, if they gave him some sick musical skills, or like if
he... And a poor deal then, isn't he, really? Talking everything that you know about, and then swap it for one thing.
He might not have known all that much.
Bang a tune out.
He might not have known all that much in the start with, so, you know, you never know.
Well, yeah, I think he got a bad deal, man. I think he got a bad deal, he needs to get back to them and go, look... Give me some technology.
I don't think it is a good deal anyway, but at least if he's going to get abducted and like he get his brain messed about with and downloaded
don't
fancy any of that.
No.
Well, and that's pretty much it. Yeah. That's your top 10 celebrities who have had alien encounters. I think Robbie's my favourite.
Yeah, I think you might be right there.
Have you got any honourable mentions?
We've got Victoria Beckham. Apparently she tweeted there was one hovering over her head, over her house.
Right.
And it was like, right, okay, girl. Billy Ray Cyrus, he's seen, he was at a party and like sat down, you know, cooling off a bit, and he's seen 5 to 6 disc-shaped objects.
Fucking hell.
Then you've got Russell Crowe.
So is he lying? It's not even just like a finger, it's quite a lot of people who've had these encounters.
Not only that, he shot a video.
Oh, right, so Russell Crowe's...
Yeah, out of the office window, yeah. So he's got evidence there. And then, I can't believe you missed this one out.
No, Dan Aykroyd, prominent in the psychic and sort of paranormal research. Yeah. But I wouldn't have put it past him not to have had a UFO sighting.
I would imagine so. Or he'd be unlucky not to. But then again, there are a lot of people who haven't.
There you go.
I haven't. But
I've seen things that I thought could have been something, but then it's been.
It's been nothing. Nah, he doesn't give me enough
evidence to say that I could definitively say it was what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Could be anything.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to have to call it a night because my brain's pickled with alien stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we enjoyed it. We've had a good episode. And I hope you've enjoyed the extra.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch and talk about anything that we've discussed,
or
if you've got any topics that you want to send us or any new stories, then you can send them to...
Yeah, there's still a couple there that we need to look into.
I know, in fact, there's quite a few. We're getting a bit of a list. We need to get a list of all the shows that we're going to do. And then we can kind of structure it a bit.
We've got our own as well, and then we've got some others coming in.
And then we've had a few guest requests as well, so we want to try and fit those in around the normal shows.
Yeah,
so, we'll get there. I've been dying of the flu all last week, so I'm I apologise if I've been a bit kind of sluggish for the last couple of episodes. We record them all on the same night, don't we? So it's really early in the morning now, and I'm knackered. But thank you for sticking with us all the way. If you want to get in touch with us, it's neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter at NASA_never, and I'm always on there appreciating all the retweets and likes and stuff. We've got merch if you want to get some. We sold them another mug the other day, that was cool.
Sweet.
That was for Dizzy Jam, Never a Straight Answer. We've got hats, hoodies, stuff.
Yeah.
Tote bags.
Have a look.
Cheese boards.
And buy something.
Frisbees.
Be good.
I don't think we've got half of that stuff, but you know, we'll
have a look.
Frisbees. We can always put them in. Oh yeah, I need to tell you, I still not told him my amazing idea. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, you did.
I'll tell him in a minute. You can also, if you want to chip in and help us get this... unstoppable
going.
Juggernaut of a podcast even better, then you can chip in at Patreon. There's a link on our Twitter.
No, but soon will be Facebook.
Oh yeah, there should be all those links and stuff coming on Facebook. You can download us at any of the normal podcast streaming places. Wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify.
They're all good.
And that's pretty much it. So if that's pretty much everything from me.
Yeah.
I'm Gaz.
And everything from me, I'm Taylor.
And we got Mikey as well. Mikey's, I think he's a bit tired.
Sorry, I was just looking at a conspiracy regarding John the footballer dying.
I
reckon he escaped in a raft. It was fake, the clay prank.
Oh, right, to get the money and not have to do the football.
Because they've already done an autopsy.
Now they're reckoning it.
Well, we'll have to have a good look into that, and we'll bring you that next episode.
Yeah, if I hear anything of that.
Definitely. Well, I'm Gaz.
I'm Taylor.
And that's it for another extra Never a Straight Answer.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you next week.
You certainly will.
Peace
out. You having any more of that pizza?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.